The Haynesboro Assembly voted to reopen the application window for Haynes Small Business Emergency Grants, since over half the money remains unspoken for. That was at the request of Borough Finance Director Sheila Stewart. She said there are several reasons that businesses have not applied.
There's been a lot of confusion about whether or not accepting a Municipal CARES Act grant will make a business ineligible for the Alaska CARES program, which offers a lot more money than we're offering.
That remains unclear. Other businesses could not apply because their business license are not up to date. Some tax-exempt businesses, like childcare and healthcare services, did not file their tax returns and were therefore ineligible for the grants. The Assembly voted against including them. The application will remain open until January 31st. The Haynesboro will pay Southeast Regional Health Consortium $50,000 to test asymptomatic travelers at the Haynes Health Clinic. In July, Search began offering free testing to asymptomatic people on the weekends. Acting Borough Manager Aleka Fullerton said the additional funds are to reduce testing delay for travelers who arrive midweek.
If someone comes in on the ferry, for instance, on Sunday, they would wait a whole week to be tested, and then a whole other week to get the results back. Meanwhile, they'd be running around Haynes without any kind of testing or any results for those 2 weeks.
The motion passed unanimously. The Assembly voted to abandon a plan to heat municipal buildings using biomass boiler. Assemblymember Stephanie Scott was opposed. Public Facilities Director Ed Coughland said the years-long, repeatedly postponed project is uneconomical. Assemblymember Paul Rogers moved to nix the project.
We don't have another $1.5 million, and I don't see us having another $1.5 million in the foreseeable future. And I think it's ridiculous to proceed to try to keep putting a Band-Aid on an arterial bleed.
Coughlin said roughly $900,000 in grant funding for the project will be returned to the grantor later this year. And Haynes resident Ron Jackson requested that the Assembly formally reprimand Assemblymember Paul Rogers for the way he behaved around the firing of former borough manager Deborah Schnabel. Jackson said Rogers should be censured for, quote, attempting to usurp the supervisory authority of the Assembly and for, quote, belittling the manager in a public meeting. The Assembly voted 4-2 against censuring Rogers, with Cincerni and Scott in favor. Assemblymember Gabe Thomas said a reprimand would only increase divisiveness. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.